Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
That's a jam.
Yeah, it is.
1986, off their greatest record, There Is No Debate, Raised on Radio.
Thank you for saying that.
That is their greatest record of all time.
There are a lot of people who do not agree with that assessment. So thank you for being on the right side of history.
Well, you're welcome. Who played bass on that album?
Didn't Randy Jackson?
Randy Jackson from American Idol played bass on Raised on Radio.
Dog. Yes.
What's up, doll?
All right.
Who was that album dedicated to?
Now that I don't know.
Sherry?
Phil Lynott of Thin Lizzy.
Oh. Thought it was dedicated to Sherry from Oh Sherry.
No.
Nope.
Although there was a song on there called Suzanne, but it wasn't dedicated to her either.
Sure oh, wasn't. Boys.
What do you got?
You just wait until I read the story that Dan Weinbaum just sent me. And I'm worried about what you're going to say about this, and I'll tell you my reason in a moment. A Mississippi candidate for governor has refused a reporter access because she is a woman.
Bye.
Oh, don't you dare leave me. You sit your butt down.
Now follow me here. A Republican running to be governor of Mississippi declined to allow a reporter to accompany him on a campaign trip because she's a woman. According to Mississippi Today reporter Larison Campbell, she and her colleagues reached out to all three Republican gubernatorial candidates to ask for ride-alongs with the candidates. The two other candidates agreed, but when Campbell reached out to State Representative Robert Foster, Foster's campaign replied days later, offering to let her accompany Foster as long as a male colleague accompanied her. Hmm. You want to know why?
I'm going to guess it's the Mike Pence theory. You can't accuse me of wrongdoing.
That is exactly why. I couldn't remember who it was, but I knew it was someone in politics. The campaign director said that he was concerned if candidate Foster was seen alone with a woman, a smear campaign from another reporter could suggest he was doing something improper. The only reason you think that people will think I'm having an improper relationship with your candidate is because I'm a woman, the reporter said. The campaign replied, we can't risk it. Perception is everything. We are too close to the primary.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, come! She didn't ask him to a hotel or to a bar. She asked all three candidates in her duty as a reporter, can we tag along? This happens all the time. Reporters tagged along with Quentin Lucas and Jolie Justice.
Yeah.
The other two candidates said yes. This candidate said not unless another male colleague comes with you.
Do you know what Mike, you can hate or like Mike Pence, and this is not a political argument at all. I'm sort of indifferent to Mike Pence. I think he's kind of an empty suit, but whatever. I'm indifferent for the most part. Do you know what Mike Pence has never been accused of? And this is a man who says he will not meet privately with a woman under any circumstances, whether it's a dinner, whether it's a meeting. He will not meet privately behind closed doors with a woman under any circumstances. Do you know what Mike Pence has never been accused of? An affair. ever.
2 years ago, the Washington Post revisited a 2002 interview with then-Representative Mike Pence, in which the current vice president said he declined to dine alone with women other than his wife and declined to attend events with alcohol if his wife could not accompany him. The practice, sometimes known as the Billy Graham rule, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Is at least intended to strengthen a marriage, a different motivation than this candidate's, as the candidate seems only concerned about the optics of being seen with a professional woman doing her job. That's the difference, Scott. That's the difference. And I don't know what Mike Pence would say if it was a female reporter asking him a question.
Well, being that he's the vice president of the United States, and prior to that he was a governor, I would imagine that no matter what, there would be other people around.
But there's a difference between I'm going to dine with you alone, you know, someone of the opposite sex, or go to a party with someone where there's alcohol and I'm alone or my spouse isn't present. There's a huge difference between that and a reporter on the campaign trail covering your campaign where you are surrounded by other people.
Well, then there should be no problem. As long
she's
as,
not going into the bathroom with him.
As long as they're surrounded by other people, I find nothing. Do I think it's a little bit old school? Yes. Do I think it is unheard of? A, no. Do I think it's wrong? B, no. I don't think we live in a different world than the one that you and I grew up in and went to college in and graduated from and started our broadcasting careers in. There is no way in hell. I am not that I'm Mike Pence or anybody important. I'm not going to lunch with another woman. Unless it's you.
Oh, come on. Why?
Because I'm not going to risk it.
Okay.
I'm not saying that you're going to do something wrong. I would go to lunch with you. That would be natural. You're like my sister. But I'm not going to lunch with some saleswoman downstairs.
Well, but I think you have to look at the context of the lunch. I mean, I can think of 100 different reasons you would go to lunch or meet someone for lunch as part of what we do here.
Okay.
That's me. That's Chris. We from time to time do business over food in a public place. It doesn't bother me at all.
I don't. You're also a woman, Dana.
It doesn't bother me when he does it either.
Okay.
You know, my point is with this campaign guy, this wasn't some candlelit dinner with a woman in the back room of a fancy restaurant. She's covering the campaign. That's what her job.
You got to eat.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm hungry too. Do you mind if I tag along? Let's go over to Houlihan's and get a table. And then some nefarious campaign oppo guy is in the corner taking pictures. Oh, look, Representative, what's his name?
Yes, with a reporter who I'm assuming is widely known in that town.
That's right. And people who are being interviewed by reporters absolutely never have affairs, John Edwards and David Petraeus.
I'm surprised you're defending this. I really am.
Well, can't accuse me of an affair if I didn't commit one. What?
I think if he wins this election, and I think that that is unlikely, it is almost impossible to do your job with that type of rule in the industry he has chosen. In the public service realm where he serves, it is almost impossible to say, I'm not going to have a reporter follow me around if she's a woman.
I think you're looking at this differently than I'm looking at it. You're looking at it as he's being misogynistic or discriminatory against her.
To a journalist
because,
in that town.
Because she is a woman.
Yes.
I don't see it that way. The way I'm looking at it is he's not discriminating against her. He's protecting himself against people he doesn't know, who could take pictures of him and spread rumors and innuendo about him without any corroboration. We live in a world where, you've heard about deep fake, where you can take video of, say, Barack Obama or Donald Trump or whomever, and you can make them say something they never, ever said.
which should scare the hell out of everyone.
And so we live in a world, and I think we've always lived in this world, where politics is a nasty business, and people will do anything. And now with the age of the internet, it goes like that. And so I'm having a female reporter trail me, okay? And I'm hungry. She's hungry. Oh, look, the campaign bus just happens to be by Houlihan's, a lightly lit little nice restaurant in Fairway.
But Scott, he said
it's
to her.
It's a fine place for a date, I'm told.
It is a fine place.
He said to her, you have to bring a male colleague. You've covered campaigns. This guy in Mississippi is going to be surrounded by men.
Well, that's not necessarily true because I've done a lot of interviews with people named Sam Brownback, John Carlin.
On the campaign trail.
Where no one else was there but the two of us.
Give me a break. Not on the campaign trail where they're out glad-handing and kissing babies and giving stump speeches.
I met John Carlin on a bench at a I-70 rest stop outside of a McDonald's between Topeka and Lawrence.
Well, that sounds weird.
Well, that's where we met, and we did an interview. I met Sam Brownback all by himself in 1994. He walked into the radio station.
What if someone had taken a photo and suggested something untoward was going on? That is ridiculous.
You have to acknowledge the world that we now live in with the internet. We didn't have the internet in 1994. Al Gore hadn't invented it yet. 576-7798.
I saw her today at the reception. A glass of wine in her hand. I knew she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. You can't always get what you want.
Dana, your response on this one from the text line, 4669. I shouldn't give out those last four digits.
People on the, not text line, Twitter. People on Twitter have flooded our timeline telling us how many combinations there are with the prefix and the first three numbers.
For those of you just tuning in, hour, I read a text and I said, you know, from texter 1297, and I read the text, whatever it was, and somebody wrote in and said, you shouldn't do that because all they have to do is either put in a 913 or an 816. And I'm like, oh. And then the three numbers in the middle? And that combination, I can't do the math on that. But that
Multiplication involved, and I think someone wanted to say it was 10,000, someone said it was 100,000, and someone said it was 2,000. I have no idea, but it's a lot.
Anyway, your response on this. Dana, if you were a man in today's society, me too, you would completely understand protecting yourself against an allegation that could literally ruin your life with no evidence.
If you are a boss on the heels of the Harvey Weinstein crimes of Matt Lauer's debacle... I certainly understand if you would change your behavior based on perception.
By behavior, you're suggesting our behavior is wrong. I think what you mean to say is your daily, if you will, calisthenics.
You would modify routine. Instead of maybe come in and shut the door after the secret button that locked the door under the desk thing. I can certainly understand if you are, especially a boss, you think or modify your behavior if it is a female subordinate. I do understand that.
I mean, would you not advise your two young sons when you get into the professional world?
Oh, we talk about it all the time.
You have to be careful. And I say this as somebody who is not a white male middle-aged predator.
I don't think it's careful. I think the word is mindful.
Fine.
You have to be mindful.
So this politician was being mindful of what could happen to him if he is not mindful.
So why not say to the male reporter, you have to bring a second colleague because I don't want someone snapping a photo of me with another man in a restaurant and thinking we're having
really,
an affair.
You're really making that argument.
I am really making that argument.
If this politician, and I'm assuming he's married with children, it would be really hard to make a case that he's banging a male reporter.
I think it's really hard to make the case with a female reporter covering him on the campaign trail that there is anything there going on but a female reporter doing her job.
But you're looking at that through the lens of a female reporter who did her job.
Maybe.
I'm looking at it through the lens of a man who is trying not to be wrongly accused of something.
Okay.
And that's where you and I differentiate.
Yeah. All right.
Virginia in Overland Park. Hello, Virginia.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to bring up a point real quick. There's another gentleman we're all familiar with, Billy Graham. Mm-hmm. He said he never in his entire marriage put himself in the position of being alone with another woman for the reasons that you're talking about and the reason that we're all human beings and can fall to temptation. And I myself, after being married for 29 years, I would not feel comfortable in any situation dining out alone with a man. I just don't think that's a good thing to do on my part. That's maybe the way I was raised. In that situation, I may say, could you bring along your assistant? Could you, bring along another colleague? Or, what he used to do in some instances, too, was say, you know what? I can't do that, but why don't you bring your wife or husband and we'll all dine out together. I'll bring my wife and or something like that.
Yeah.
But, I can see both sides of it, but I have to kind of side with Scott on this because I just don't think it's a good idea because somebody could snap a picture and there not be anything going on, and that's going to bring doubt and everything else into a marriage that it never had to happen.
Well, and not into the marriage.
Into the public sphere.
What's funny is, and it's not funny, he never mentioned his wife. The candidate never says, this is because of my wife. The candidate says, this is because of my political future.
Which is to say...
And that's interesting.
Which is to say, I don't think he's arguing that he's trying to protect his marriage. His wife would probably say, honey, I believe you. You say you didn't have an affair with her when you were dining alone at Houlihan's. I believe you. But the voters won't.
What is up with you going back to specifically mentioning Houlihan's every time?
It's a very nice, lightly lit... I don't want to say romantic necessarily, but almost romantic kind of restaurant.
How about I follow you to Houlihan's? You sit on one end of the bar. I'll sit way on the other end of the bar, and I'll shout out my questions at you as we dine separately in the same room.
Why don't you just text them to me?
Just make paper airplanes out of bar napkins and throw them back and forth.
Mm-hmm. We could pass notes.
Your economic policy.
Well, what I really would like to do is lower taxes on the middle class by 4%.
Pass the salt.
Can I get another mojito, please?
Total roller rink.
Oh my god, 1983 roller rink.
Did you guys do the one where all the boys lined up on one side and all the girls, they called it the snowball, whatever that means. And then the referee would be in the middle just to make sure.
I think it means something else now. But,
It was called the snowball.
Well, that's what it was called.
And then you would sit there like an idiot on this ball, standing there staring at your feet. And then a boy would skate out, which, first of all, think about the pressure that put on the boys.
Thank you.
To have to go across.
Thank you for the understanding.
And ask the girl.
And if they said no, you had to skate all the way back.
And I was always the girl that never got asked except one year. I was probably in third grade.
And you know what he sounded like?
No. No, a boy did not ask me to skate.
A girl?
The black and white striped weirdo referee skate guy with the whistle came and got me. And I was like, Oh, God, because he had facial hair. I mean, he was probably 17.
You know what his name is now?
No.
Chris Ketz.
I was so freaked out. I'm like, I don't want to go with that guy.
By the way, did we ever figure out about the news anchor shampoo?
Yes.
What were we trying to figure out?
Well,
how it got there?
He tried to say on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
because he did not hear the show, but he said his phone blew up, and they were like, they're laughing at your shampoo. I'm like, honey, the whole world's laughing at that shampoo. So he goes on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and he tagged you and said, I have not used news anchor shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
It was in a gift bag at the Emmys gala, and everyone got one. And he said, Scott, you're welcome to use it if you would like. I have not used it.
Mm-hmm.
To which one of our listeners replied, then why was it in the shower?
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So that's your update on that.
You are busted.
You sound like a gay.
You are busted, Anchor Boy.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? What did you just... That didn't even... What?
That's from Anchorman.
You sound like a gay.
No, I haven't watched that movie 63,000 times,
well,
so
some
I'm
of us
not
have.
Familiar
okay.
with that clip of audio.
All right, some
so
of
yes,
us
he says he has not used the shampoo. You're
but
welcome.
Again,
then why is it in the shower?
It's
in the shower.
Know. It was in the shower.
If
I
it's
don't
in
know.
The shower, it's being used.
I tend to agree with you. I tend to agree with you.
Can he take a call right now
no,
or not?
Why no,
not?
Because he's almost on the set. He said, I missed Scott's call yesterday. Is everything okay? And I was like, you don't want to know. And he goes, well, no. What hour was it?
Siri, send a text to Chris Ketz.
Leave him alone.
I'm going to be very brief.
What do you want to say?
Hey, if you get a minute, partner, can you call in to the hotline number, please? Question mark.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd
we
love
just
it.
Have a real quick question about your baloney excuse for having that shampoo in the shower. Thanks. Bye. Yes.
That's great.
Just out of curious, how does Siri spell baloney anyway?
Properly, by the way.
G-N-A?
Yep.
Nice.
Hey, it even spells Chris with a K, unlike the candidate for Senate.
details.
Let's go to Stephen in Olathe. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, I'm trying to figure out why Dana's got her Spanx all in the twist here. She should be happy and proud that Mike Pence won't go to dinner with another woman. I mean, this is what we want out of our public officials. The morals and standards have changed in this country. At one time, women were considered to be aspired to be ladylike, and now we've got Megan Rapinoe dropping swear words at the parade of heroes.
Oh, you know, I think she's the most ladylike woman I've ever laid eyes on, Stephen.
Listen, would you be proud if your daughter was Megan Rapinoe?
I would
saying,
be beyond proud.
I would be horribly proud.
Well, this is where we have the cultural divide because...
Are men only allowed to use bad language?
Well, no, there were firefighters there. There were police there. I mean,
you don't think they use bad language?
Well, no, I mean, that is not the place of the governor, the mayor. That's not the place
Stephen, hang on, because we got to get to Kansas City's Anchorman here in a second. With all due respect, young man, do you realize from the Spanx comment to Dana to what you're saying about being ladylike, do you realize how misogynistic you sound?
Well, I'm misogynistic for a good reason, because the women want all the benefits of society, and they want none of the actual... constraints. So they always want it both ways. The females always want to have it both ways, and you just cannot. You know, I'm not gonna endorse you.
Why is wanting equal pay wanting it both ways, Stephen? Explain that to me.
Because they've only gotten equal pay in the last. The Wall Street Journal did a very good expose on this. They've barely eclipsed the men by like $200,000. I mean, great. Give them equal pay for when they're good enough.
Well, Stephen, you called into the wrong radio show, because I read the Wall Street Journal cover to cover, and the story did a lot more than just suggest that they made $200,000 more last year than the men. That is absolute garbage. You go back and reread the article and quit getting your news from headlines on Fox. If you're going to call into the show, don't challenge me on anything in the Wall Street Journal or anything on the Presbyterian Church.
Or Kiss.
Because I will beat you. I will beat you down to Chinatown. Kansas City's Anchorman, hello.
Hi.
what in the world did I just walk into?
Don't even ask. Don't even ask.
A misogynistic train wreck.
you sure you don't want to get that guy back on?
No, I'm good.
Off the air like
I am good. Good.
All right, now listen.
This better be big because I'm in the middle of watching KNBC 9 News at 4. So go ahead.
Okay. All right, buddy. Listen, I know that you received as part of a gift at the recent Emmy Awards. By the way, if you don't have a wall filled with Emmys, then the Emmys don't know what they're doing. Okay?
Thank you. That's very nice of you to say.
I mean, you are Kansas City's anchor man.
Excellent. Truth be told, my wife has more than I do, but that's another.
Well, that is a sin against humanity. However,
I don't know about that, but okay.
All right. But in the shower the other day was a news anchor 2-in-1 hair wash bottle for $14.
Correct.
You claimed on Twitter last night that you received that at the Emmy Awards, and
that's not a claim. That's a fact.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And you were even willing to offer me the unused bottle of news anchor 2-in-1 hair wash for $14, but you would give it to me for free.
It's barely been touched, and the offer still stands, yes.
Oh, it's barely been touched.
Wait a minute. I thought you said it had never been used.
I haven't used it. I don't know about my wife, but I haven't.
I have not used it because the product is not called Former News Anchor 2-in-1 Wash.
That's true. That's a fact, actually. That is a fact. If it hasn't been used, Mr. Katz, why is it in the shower?
Well, the fact remains this was a freebie I'm now speaking as executive vice president of the Mid-America chapter of the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. At our last gala, we gave these away to everybody who were nice enough to be in attendance at the gala. And I don't know where I found it, but I found it somewhere, and I just stuck it on the shelf.
Stuck it on the shelf in the shower.
The extent of that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I believe him.
You've never used the News Anchor 3-in-1 hair wash?
I'm going to bring it in tomorrow so you can smell it. It smells delightful.
No, I use the stuff you buy in a grocery store in a big black container.
He buys the CVS brand, Scott.
Yeah, I don't even. I've never used it. No.
Now you were at the Emmys recently, apparently.
Yes.
When you walked in, I'm sure, you needed to get a little name tag and all that stuff at the front desk, right?
Well, not necessarily, but if you're on the Board of Governors, I think there's a little something to wear on your lapel, sure.
Okay. When you walked into the Emmys, did you walk up to that table and say,
"Do you know who I am?"
Let him go to the news.
I did not, no.
No, I can't say that I do.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Goodbye, dear.
Is that it?
Oh, no, you can go now.
Hey, Chris.
Thank you. Yep.
I love you. I think you're funny.
I love you, too. Thank you, Scott.
Does Nick Bender use News Anchor 2-in-1 hair wash?
No one I know uses it, quite frankly. No one I know. And you'll have to take that up with Nick.
I love you, man. You be good.
I feel like
he is such a good sport.
When you call him, he's thinking maybe something's wrong. Like maybe this is a serious. Like maybe you're calling to ask about
that. Well, to clarify,
property taxes in Jackson
County.
Wait
a minute. In fairness, to clarify, I said, "Hey, if you get a minute, partner, can you call into the hotline number, please? We just have a real quick question about your baloney excuse for having that shampoo
that's
in the shower."
And he did call in. Okay, you're okay. Right.
I let him. He knew exactly what he was walking into.
This was a serious news topic.
This was not. Hey, one of the kids. We can't find him.
Oh God, no. He wouldn't.
This isn't. Checks are bouncing everywhere.
No.
This was. I want to talk to you about your baloney excuse
for news anchor air.
Right. He knew the grinder he was walking in on. Okay. But I will say this. I want you to tell him this when he gets. I'm being serious for a second. He's a great sport.
He is a great sport.
He is fun to play with.
You would have to be a great sport to marry me, don't you think?
Yeah. Oh,
he's
God.
He's a pretty good sport.
Oh, God. Yes. Yes. He's a good player, and when he gets home tonight, I want you to make sure that you tell him that it's all in good fun, and I adore him.
I will do that.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady, and that is a scientific fact.
Uh-huh.
shirt's so sexy it hurts.
I think Chris Ketz listens to this as he's walking up to the set every night.
Sexy for Milan, New York and Japan. I'm...
You know, he's going to come home.
I love him.
What? What?
I love him.
I'm sorry, I'm sleeping. What'd you say?
He's fun, and he takes it lightly. He doesn't take it seriously, and that's the way it's been.
Hey, coming up at 5, I want everyone who is a veteran who is listening to tune in. If you have a veteran in your family, I want you to tune in.
Are we ever going to do the grocery store story?
There is some very interesting legislation today. And I think half of the people listening will agree with it, and half of the people listening will disagree with it, and it is legislation to help our veterans.
Whether you like Kansas City Live or not, the Power and Light District, they are inviting the U.S. women's soccer team to town for a celebration. A tweet from @KCLiveBlock on Twitter cordially invites the soccer team who just won their 4th World Cup title to come celebrate. Now, you may think, well, that's stupid. Why would they come to KC Live? And now, whether you like the Power and Light District or not, I'm not a huge fan, but whatever. I mean, you know, it serves its purpose. During most, if not all, of the Women's World Cup games, they broke away to, especially after goals were scored, show the celebration in the Kansas City Live District.
Like multiple times they broke away because there were 10,000 people
10,000 people, that's right. Quoting here from the tweet from KC Live, "We'll supply the barbecue and the party people. You guys bring the squad and that trophy. Deal?"
I'm guessing they haven't replied.
Not yet.
Right.
Well, you know, I actually feel sorry for these ladies.
They're just being flooded with these requests.
Well, I'm sure they are. They had the ticker tape parade today in New York. Okay. Thousands of people showed up on Broadway. I did not know this. They now go out to the West Coast. They have some event going on in L.A. or somewhere out there.
Yeah.
Then, to capitalize on what has happened, winning their 4th World Cup, they're playing 4 exhibition games.
Yeah.
And then they get to go home.
And every city and community in America is saying, hey, will you come downtown?
Hey, girls.
Yeah, we'll supply... fill in the local flavor of food. Just show up with, and look, it would be great if it would be a huge, huge big deal. But there are a lot of these requests right now. That's kind of like asking Patrick Mahomes to go to prom.
I don't think the Power and Light District could hold all the people that would want to see them.
You would have to have it at Arrowhead.
Probably.
Yeah.
Or Kauffman. I was thinking, we could do it out at Sporting Park. But that only holds 18,000 people. Kauffman holds 45,000. Maybe 45,000 people would show up. Or maybe you'd have to hold it out at Arrowhead.
I'm not sure that we're going to have to worry about
it. Oh, that's right. That's right.
Because they are very busy.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Texter. You're absolutely right. I couldn't remember what they were doing in California. They did the ticker tape parade today in New York. They have to fly to Los Angeles today. In fact, they're probably in the air right now. Because they're going to the ESPYs tonight in Los Angeles.
Oh, awesome.
The whole team.
That's awesome.
And then they have to play 4 exhibition matches.
That's awesome.
Can you imagine being the manager of this team? Like, you're in charge of the laundry and making sure everybody gets where they're supposed to be. And, ugh.
I think they probably have more than one manager.
Thank you, Dana.
She was on Anderson Cooper last night.
Megan Rapinoe.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. She was also on Rachel Maddow. Somebody on the text line called her, why would you want this POS Megan Rapinoe on your team? I don't know. Maybe the fact that she scored more goals than any other player in the World Cup. I'd put that POS on my team every day of the week and twice on a Sunday.
You know, isn't it funny? We're back to this. We are back to this, that people hate her because of her political persuasion. This has nothing to do with anything else outside of politics.
It is amazing to me that what people say regarding, have you guys talked about Tyreek Hill? Yes, first hour. And it's podcasted, by the way, already. It is amazing to me that if you politically disagree with me, you're a POS. You're an awful human being, and I will not cheer for your team because you don't agree with me.
Well, and it's because they're women. Did you see the Serena Williams cover on, It's Harper's Bazaar magazine. Did you see her cover on the cover?
I saw what you put out on Twitter.
Oh, she's a look at that. Untouched, full muscular athlete. And her entire interview, because I read it, was about the difference in how she is treated as a female tennis athlete by the judges and everybody else versus how a male athlete would be treated. Like when you are challenging a call or when you're angry about a call. It has everything to do with the fact that these are women. I'm telling you it does. And politics just adds fuel to the fire.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.